This is Jack Elder. Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say that you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you're not voting?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And what's your age?
82.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Oh, I'm white, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I just want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. You can just say 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Or you can use any number between 0 and 10.
And you're saying, is this about my representative to the House of Representatives?
Uh-huh. And for yourself.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. That's complicated because my House of Representatives elected member is a Republican and I don't support her.
Okay. And, talking just about your opinion as a Democrat, maybe you could answer these questions. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
I will go ahead and tell you a list of issues. And from 0 to 10, just let me know which one do you think is less important. If it's not important at all, 5 somewhat important, or 10 most important. Or you can say any number between 0 and 10.
Right.
What about securing the southern border from 0 to 10?
Not as important as everybody think it is.
Okay. What number would you give to that?
Say that again.
What number would you give to that? Would you say somewhat important? Out of 5? Or
is it out of 1 to 5 or 1 to 10?
0 to 10.
10. Okay. I would give it a 5.
Okay. Thank you. And funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
For drug and abuse programs, for mm-hmm. helping drug and abusers?
Funding for drug and substance abuse program.
Yeah, I would say that's a 7.
Okay, thank you. And tackling climate change?
That's a 10.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights?
10.
Okay. Reducing crime?
That's a 5.
Okay. Lowering taxes?
That's a 5.
Okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages?
That's a 7.
Okay. and creating more affordable housing.
And that's also a 7.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Or you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so as well. So first person, Lori Travis Dreamer.
The Reamer, did you say?
Uh-huh.
Cold.
Okay. Would you say a 0, meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable?
I'd say a 25.
25, thank you. And what about J.D. Vance?
5.
Okay. And a MAGA Republicans?
Say that again?
Yes, a MAGA Republicans. M-A-G-A Republicans.
Oh, MAGA Republican? 0.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. And a Republicans in Congress?
10.
Okay. A Joe Biden?
75.
Okay. Ron Wayden?
100.
Okay. Janelle Bynum?
That's a 75.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
All Democrats in Congress? Hello?
Yes, all the Democrats in Congress.
Yeah, I would give them an 85.
85, thank you. And Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Cornel West?
Democrat.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Yes, Harris.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Bynum.
Okay, thank you. And even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Rimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support a Chavez de Rimer, a small chance, just a very slight change, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, I approve of it, yes.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Rimer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And then as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez the Reamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems for homelessness, to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Democrat Bynum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
Supporting the women's right to choose.
Okay. And now I'm just going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. If you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. Or you can use any number between 0 and 10 as well. So first statement is, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on the solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you're working for what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. From 0 to 10, what number would you choose for this one?
I give her a 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. And that one from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. And then Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check of his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on mega extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. On that one, from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K through 12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. On that one, from 0 to 10?
Yes, a 10.
Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Jr.?
Bynum.
Okay, thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Jr. If you could please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Jr. For Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So first statement, Lori Chavez Jr. sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Would you say to this, it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I believe that quite a bit.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Lori Chavez Jr. is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill for limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. On that one, would you say great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Okay, thank you. Right. Now, I'm just going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Jr.?
I would vote for Bynum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation and your patience with me tonight. And I really hope that you have a great night today.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.